Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who feed the world, our state's farmers and ranchers. Hey, we're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I want to begin today's effort with a question for all of the folks who live in my city. Let's say your income for 2017 was $50,000, but along comes a situation over which you have little, if any, control, and your income for this year is reduced by 15% to $42,000. For you or any family, that's a jolt. The aforementioned 15% decrease is what has happened in the last 6 weeks to the price of corn in this region. For family farm operation, assuming 500 acres of corn with a yield of 175 bushel per acre, that 15% price drop in the past 6 weeks results in a net, out-of-the-pocket cash loss to that farm family of $44,000. Allow me to put this on the basis of our state. Last year, South Dakota farmers produced 737 million bushel of corn. If we apply that same 15% drop to last year's South Dakota corn crop, the loss in total dollars is $368 million. Now, folks, this is not intended to be a feel sorry for me because I farm, but rather a simple statement of fact. These are real numbers, and the fear of many is that unless something changes in this tariff export situation, we may not be done. That's one of the reasons that several staff and board members of South Dakota Corn headed for Washington, D.C. last week. It's also one of the reasons that this grassroots organization is committed to serving the interests of our state's corn farmers. That having been said, we again ask for your help by contacting our congressional delegation to tell your story of crops, cost, and price reductions. We also need you to keep the pressure on the President and the EPA to properly implement year-round E15 and enforce the legislation related to ethanol that's already on the books. We know that the most listened-to person in D.C. or peer when it comes to dealing with problems on the farm is the person who makes a living on that farm. That person's you, and the time is now. Speaking for all of us in South Dakota, thanks for taking time to make your voice heard. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your daily work, and thanks a bunch for what you do.